From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, September the 22nd through Sunday, September 24th. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody reported in the Columbia Green Media, Democratic hopeful Gareth Rhodes from Esophis held a campaign fundraiser in the village of Valencia on Saturday, September the 23rd. Rhodes is one of several Democrats hoping to face off against first-term U.S. Representative John Faso in November 2018. Moody calls the decision to hold the fundraiser at the home of a supporter in Faso's hometown, quote, a bold political move, end quote. People feel betrayed and sold out, Rhodes said. He said, and I quote, everywhere we go, people tell us that even people who know him in his hometown feel betrayed, end quote. As of June 30th, Rhodes' fledgling campaign had just under $135,000 in the bank, while Faso reported a total of nearly $570,000 in contributions. Rhodes said his campaign will focus on getting high-speed broadband service to upstate New York and work to ensure the Environmental Protection Agency remains funded. The Claverick Democrats announced last week the results of its August caucus. Laura J. Miller was endorsed for town supervisor, Stephen King and Dave Balin for town board, and Joanna Tipple for town clerk. Miller is a lifelong resident of Claverick. She is a former sixth grade teacher in the Hudson School District and former director of Perfect 10 Hudson. King works in advertising and marketing and sits on the town planning board. He's also a member of the board of trustees for the Claverick Free Library. Balin is an active member of the Churchtown Fire Company. He is also chairman of the Friends of the Claverick Free Library and is an AARP tax preparer for the elderly. Tipple is the pastor of the First Reformed Church in Catskill. She is an active WGXE volunteer programmer. Her show, Faith Matters, airs Sunday morning on 90.7 FM. Daily Freeman reported the Rhinebeck Farmers Market announced that starting in mid-September, its Double Up program will double the purchasing power of those receiving Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. For each $1 spent at the market in SNAP benefits, the participant will receive an additional $1 of Double Up food bucks. The Rhinebeck Market is held every Sunday from Mother's Day to Thanksgiving in the village. It has been accepting SNAP benefits since November 2016. Anthony Fiducia reported for the Columbia Green Media, the New York Apple Association has high hopes for this year's apple crop. Lots of rain, a lack of frost, and the absence of drought bode well for the harvest, in contrast with last year's less than average yield. The association projects the New York 2017 apple crop will total 28.5 million cartons, or 1.1 billion pounds of apples. Association Public Relations Director Julia Stewart said, and I quote, the quality this year will be fantastic. We've had stable weather from bloom to blossom, end quote. Stewart said New York State ranks second in apple production behind Washington State. Locally, both the Bourne Farm in Climax and the Love Apple Farm in Ghent both report an abundant apple harvest this year. Bill Williams reported for WCTW-FM, the CAT, Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia Green Counties, has canceled its annual fall plant swap and sale due to the presence of the so-called crazy jumping worms in local gardens and plant materials. The sale was scheduled for October 7th in both Acre and Hudson, when a poll showed the invasive species was present in the majority of Cornell volunteers' gardens, the decision was made to forego the sale. The crazy jumping worm, or Amethyst gracilis, dramatically alters the structure and chemistry of the soil, which can damage lawns, landscapes, and even the forest understory habitat. They are unwittingly spread when used for bait by transporting the egg cocoons on shoes and wheels, in mulch, or via transplanted plants. Instead of holding the plant sale and swap, Master Gardener volunteers will be available at both locations on October the 7th to answer questions about the worms. From 10 a.m. to noon at the Extension Education Center in Hudson and 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Agroforestry Resource Center in Acre. For more information, call 518-622-9820 or 518-828-3346. And finally, Jeanette Wolfberg reported for the Columbia paper that on September the 13th, Columbia Green Community College President James R. Champion presented the Columbia County Board of Supervisors with a list of anticipated capital projects from the College Master Plan, and the board committed up to $5 million to fund the work. The items combined are expected to cost approximately $20 million. Of that total, the state would pay half, with Green and Columbia counties splitting the second half, or $5 million apiece. Once begun, Champion said, the entire package would take about 3 years to complete. Champion said, and I quote, "It is an investment in the future, so we don't keep coming back asking for something," end quote. The capital project list included replacements of the main building's roof, security and fire system updates, and bringing all bathrooms into ADA compliance. The $5 million commitment made by the board is an addition to the county's $3 million contribution to the school's 2017-18 operating budget, which was approved in July. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 89 degrees today. For Monday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low around 63. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:45 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:46 p.m. That will give us exactly 12 hours of daylight, about 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 25th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.